Thoughts on Haggai. Haggai chapter 1 and verses 5 to 7. Think. Think, that's the word. God, through Haggai, is calling the Jews back from their carnality. The temple, the new temple they're supposed to be building, is lying still in ruins. Their own houses they're looking after. And God says, now look, think. Think what's going on. Let me read the verses to you. Now, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. Not what you're just what you're saying, what you're doing or what you're not doing. You have planted much, but have harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but they're not warm. You earn wages, only to put them in a bag or a purse with holes in it. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought, not superficial skimming. Really get down and have some careful thinking about what you're doing. Now remember, we're in the Old Covenant. This is essential. People mangle the covenants, mix the two covenants, old and new, Mosaic and New Covenant, and the results can be disastrous. Now, this is the Old Covenant. You have done this, you have done the other. But the one word covers it all, failure. You have, but it's been disaster. It's a mess, your life. Now, if we take this straight into the new covenant, we become prosperity gospel preachers. We take that view, and that's quite wrong. But in the old covenant for Israel, if they were walking with God, God would bless them materially, socially, and all the rest. But now for Judah, the wheel has fallen off. They're spending their time, and it's all gone ugly. It's all gone spare. It's all gone wrong. It's a sure mark of God's displeasure in the days of the Old Covenant. But now, in the days of the New Covenant. Well, now, with that warning that we're not in the Old Covenant, is there any lesson for us? Well, 1 Corinthians 10, as always, is telling us, yes, these things are written for our profit. There is profit for us here. And what is the profit for us here? Well, we have ways, brothers and sisters. The churches have ways. We're devising this. We're doing that. We got our plans. We got our schemes. And what is God calling through the prophet for Judah to do? What is he calling for us to do? To get down and do some serious thinking. What's going on? Now, for some of us, we have to say that with all these efforts and all these labors, still the gospel is making little progress. In fact, we're being defeated. Some would say, oh no, it's a time of glory and success. But the question there is, what's being produced? We can produce conformers to the gospel. We can produce church attenders. We can produce people who like going through the motions of it all and can learn the words. We can coach them to learning what they should say. But are we seeing genuine conversions, lasting conversions, growth in grace, progressive sanctification, and all the rest? My friend, we're concerned about getting the guitar tuned, we're getting the drums polished up and all the rest of it. Oh, my friends, get our brains in gear and let's start thinking. Consider your ways. Think about what God is saying to us. It's ways, not simply doctrine. Oh, we got the right doctrine. Ah, but what are we doing? Some of us are living, some people are living back in the 17th century with the Puritans. No, we're living now in the 21st century. What are we doing today? What we are today is what we are, not what we were 50 years ago, but what we are now. Think, that's the word today, think. Let's be a thinking people, my friend. People are working on feelings, emotions. Oh, let's get the brain in gear. The truth enters the mind, reaches the heart, and then the life. So let's get the mind going. Yes, brother. Yes, sister. Yes, unbeliever too. You start thinking. Thinking about eternity. It's on the road, you know. Where will you spend it? Think.